Sovereign Grace Chapel, located at 135 Annabelle Lane in Beaver, West Virginia, invites you to listen to a gospel message concerning Jesus Christ our Lord.
I can remember a time when I was in darkness. The world of religion that I was in had nice, cute little devices or sayings to get someone saved. One of the soul witnessing winning gimmicks they employed was the Romans Road. It gave you a way where you could lay out the path to someone's salvation very easy without having to know much of anything. You could actually just hand them a tract. They even asked the question, would you like to follow the Romans Road to salvation? Many of you listening probably know about this gimmick. They even have this online. Salvation is now as easy as clicking a button on your computer. You take this Romans Road online, and at the end they have a question. Have you made a decision for Christ because of what you have learned through the Romans Road to salvation? If so, please click on the I have accepted Christ today button below. Now, if you don't have the internet, then I guess you'll have to take the long way around and get to the Romans Road, either by tract or soul winning or something. What this world gives us to concentrate on is man, and ultimately depends on man and his choice. The problem is they never tell you who Christ is because they don't know who Christ is, and they are never honest about who man is because they don't know what they are or what man is by nature. Now, I do understand why this is the case. I was at one time in the same place, in darkness, but I was wrong as well. Turn with me, if you would, to John 14. John 14. John 14, and I want to read verses 5 through 7. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. I want to try to speak to you about who Christ is, and I'm going to try and do that by speaking of Christ in what he says here in this passage. The way, the truth, and the life. If when I am done, you want to look for another way, such as the Romans Road, then I suppose you can go that way. I pray God change your mind about that, and not just me telling you this. I do not want to change someone's mind. I do want their mind changed, but I want God to change your mind. Because if God changes your mind, then no one else will change it to think something else by wisdom of words or worldly little gimmicks like the Romans Road. Salvation is by Christ. God does use words of men, but it is God that gives the increase. And it certainly is not by someone being able to explain it real well. It is by men clearly declaring, thus saith the Lord, no matter how well spoken they might be. Are they proclaiming the truth? Are they preaching Christ and Him crucified? Not just any words. God will not use lies to bring someone to Christ. Proclaiming the Christ of God and Him crucified, meaning that he accomplished salvation. If you are one of those chosen of God, he will in time cause you to love his word. So what does Christ say he is? First, here in this passage, it says he is the way. What all do we know about Jesus Christ being the way? First of all, the word way here means road, route, or means. So right off, we can see that the road to be on is Jesus Christ. Because of this right here, Christ himself says he is the road. Jesus Christ is the only road, route, or means of getting to God. Any other road you might be on will lead you to damnation. Here on our passage, it specifically is speaking about his people knowing where he is going and how we are to and how to get where he is going. This is salvation. To be where he is salvation. Christ is the way because he made the way. The road that had to be traveled was the road to keeping the law of God perfectly. He had to do this so that he would be a spotless sacrifice. Without this, our sins being laid on him would have not accomplished anything. The sacrifice of God has to be as God Almighty specifies. It has to be without spot and without blemish. 1 Peter 1:19 says, "But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." This way of God, Jesus Christ, is perfect. No other way is perfect. This way is so perfect, or he is so perfect, that he is protection for his people. This way, if you are on it, will keep you safe from all who will come at you in unrighteousness. Psalm 18 and 30 reads, "As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him." If you trust him, then you know God says he is your protector. This way is safe. If you do not trust him and trust in your own way is man's way. And Scripture says in Proverbs 1:31, "Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices." These are those who, when God sends you his glorious gospel of his dear Son and you reject it, he will not help you in your time of need. He will laugh at you in that time. You continue to refuse God's dear Son, and there might just come a time when you seek God and he will not hear you. Read Proverbs 1 sometime. Man's way is not of God. It will not get you to God, and it will not keep you with God. Proverbs 16:25 says about man's way, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." Only God and his way can get you to God, to be where he is. Now Christ is also the truth, it says in our passage. This word means truth. Pilate asked Christ one time, "What is truth?" Maybe you or someone listening to me might ask, "What is truth?" Or, "How do you know you preach the truth?" If you are preaching Jesus Christ, then you are preaching the truth. Jesus Christ tells us himself he is the truth. The truth is so absolute that it is embodied in a person. There is only one truth because there is only one Jesus Christ. Does that mean if you have a message and you say the name Jesus Christ that you are preaching the truth? Does that mean if you get men and women to acknowledge biblical truth that is also historical fact that you are preaching Christ? No. We are told there will even be false Christ and false prophets come. In Matthew 24 and verse 24 we read, "For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." Christ is who God says he is in Scripture. Paul the Apostle tells us, being inspired by the Holy Spirit of God, in 1 Corinthians 2:2, "For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified." First of all, Christ is God. He is the very one with whom we have to do. This is preaching Christ. Christ is come in the flesh. God Almighty, Jesus Christ, came down to this earth and was born of a woman in human flesh. This is preaching Christ. Jesus Christ is that Messiah spoken as coming to be the substitute for His people and His people only. He totally and fully accomplished what He was sent to do. This is preaching Christ, and this is preaching Him crucified. He is no longer here as He has ascended to the right hand of the Father, being a sweet-smelling savor to God the Father. He has made peace with God on our behalf. This is preaching Christ crucified. Since we know Jesus Christ is God, then who is God? So it is not just a matter of saying the name Jesus Christ in proclaiming God's truth. Jesus Christ is the truth itself. In order to know Him, you have to bow down to Him and beg for mercy. If He wills, He will show you mercy and reveal Himself to you. If not, you will never know Jesus Christ of this scripture. He will cause you to love Him. We love Him because He first loved us. Jesus Christ told some people who believed on Him, He says in John 8, verses 32, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." But again in verse 36 of John 8, it says, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." So Jesus Christ is the truth, and it is He that shall set you free from the bondage of sin. There are many people who believe in Jesus. This scripture here in John 8 testifies of this. However, they merely believed on Him and did not believe Him. Christ tells us here Himself that His word had no place in them. God has never done anything for these individuals because they are of their father, the devil. That's what Christ says in John 8. These are men who, it says, believed on Jesus. So do you believe Jesus Christ? Do you love Jesus Christ? Do you bow down to Jesus Christ? The truth Himself must make you free. And if He does, you will be free indeed. One thing here about truth here I want to mention. Truth means the way things actually are. Jesus Christ is the way things actually are. There is no other truth. John 1 and verse 14 says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Where does truth come from? Scripture says that the law was given by Moses. Moses was a man. I know the law is holy, just, and good, but John says that the law was given by Moses. John 1:17 reads, "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." Truth came by Jesus Christ because He is truth. He tells us so. But if you want to know what the truth really is, then get to know Jesus Christ. Someone might ask, how do I do that? How do I get to know Jesus Christ, He in whom grace and truth comes by? I cannot tell you. I cannot tell you how to do that. All I can tell you about is Him. All I can do is tell you to come and see Him, this man, Jesus Christ, who is truth. Bow down to Him. So what else is He? It says He is the life. So we have life. This word means life. If you're expecting great doctrinal detail, then you're listening to the wrong person. All I can tell you are plain words from Scripture given by the Lord of glory Himself, who is the Word Himself. But it is not theology that we are concerned about, but Jesus Christ, a person that we are concerned about. He says in His word that He is all of these things. So Jesus Christ says He is life. whatever life is, it is Jesus Christ, because he says he is the life. Life only exists in Jesus Christ. What does that tell me? It tells me I want to be in Jesus Christ, because outside of Jesus Christ is nothing but death and darkness. We can go about thinking or saying we have life, that we are doing things for God all day long, but if we are not in Christ, we are nothing but death. John 1 verse 4 says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." My light is the life of Jesus Christ if I am in him. Jesus Christ is my life and light. I can look to many other places, doctrines, knowledge, friends, family, things. But if I do not have Jesus Christ, then I do not have life. Christ tells the Jews in John 5:39, he says, "Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." From Genesis to Revelation, the scripture is testifying of Jesus Christ. You will get the most out of scripture if you are truly looking for Jesus Christ in the Word, because Jesus Christ is the Word personified. We are told by John in 1 John 1 that the Word, which is life, they personally heard, seen, and handled of Jesus Christ, who is life itself. 1 John 1:1 says, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the Word of life." If you have Jesus Christ, you have life, because he is life. You might have the right doctrine, but if you do not have Jesus Christ, you do not have life. What does that mean? You have nothing but death if you do not have Christ. 1 John 5:12 says, "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." The opposite of life is death. Jesus Christ is now seated at the right hand of the Father, till his enemies be made his footstool. Wherever Jesus Christ will be heaven. Wherever Jesus Christ is will be heaven. You want to find your way to God? Jesus Christ is the only way to get there. He is not a bicycle you get on the ride. He is not a car you get into and drive. He is not a passage you memorize and know. He is not a button you push on an internet screen. He is the way, the truth, and the life. If you're going to get to God, it will be by and through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the one who did the work to obtain salvation for his people. John 10 and verse 11 says, "I am the good shepherd," that's Christ, "the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." He did this at Calvary. God the Father was pleased with him. As he tells us in our text, he has went on to prepare a place for us so that we will be where he is. There is only one way to get there, Jesus Christ. The path or way to God is Jesus Christ. There is only one truth to get you there, Jesus Christ. The directions or details about how to get there is Jesus Christ. There is only one ability to get you there, Jesus Christ, who is life. The ability to get to God is Jesus Christ. Him being the way, truth, and life, we know that he is all we need to be at peace with God. I pray God keeps me always seeing that Christ is all. If you have more than Christ, you have too much. If you have less than Christ, you have nothing. In Matthew 7, in verses 13 and 14, we read, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. If you try to bring anything of your own for salvation, it won't fit. It says here that broad is the way. This way to destruction is as wide as the number of inventions that man has, or they can say, that they say can get you to God. Just like this Romans wrote. We know that man has a lot of ways that they think are right. But if your way is not God's way, the end of it will be death. This book testifies to that. So unless you are saying what God says the way, truth, and life is, then you are a liar. Man's way is darkness, so that he does not even know what it is that he stumbles at. But the ways of fallen men are abomination to the Lord. In Proverbs 14, in verse 12, we read, "There is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." So any way that man seems to be right, the end of that is death. But also we read in Proverbs 4 and verse 19, "The way of the wicked is darkness. They know not at what they stumble." The way of the wicked is darkness. Because they are in darkness, they stumble all the time. When we preach here, the distinct sound that you will hear is Jesus Christ is all. That is by God's grace what you will hear at this place. That is not boasting in us, but it's boasting in God, because it is all by His power and ability that we do this. But this sound will either be a savor of death unto death to you, or it will be a savor of life unto life. Nothing else. It is never a savor of life to death or death to life. A Romans road or any other man-made gimmick will only lead you to men. You are on the wrong road. I cannot give you a formula for getting on the way of Jesus Christ. I can only tell you who He is, and He has been revealed, who He is as He has been revealed in the Scripture. I cannot give you a passage or explain the truth to you to get you to know that Jesus Christ is the truth. All I can do is tell you the truth of Jesus Christ. I cannot give you life or tell you how to get Christ, who is life. All I can do is tell you He is life itself. You have the Word right here in front of you, where I'm sure you have access to it. You can see that what I have told you is what Scripture testifies to. Come see Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. I can only tell you to bow down to Him, ask for mercy. If He is pleased, He will give you mercy. Him being all, if He is pleased to show you mercy, and then Him bringing you to Himself, placing you in Him in time, placing you in Christ in time, then being in Him, you are in the right way. You are in the truth, and you have life. He says in His Word, all that come to Him, He will not cast out. Are you in need of a Savior? Seek Christ. He is the right way. He is the only way. He is that narrow way. Seek Him that is the way, the truth, and the life. Don't fall for religious gimmicks. He is the only way, truth, and life. All I can ask is, what road are you on? Sunday at noon, on this same station, WVVA-CW, you will hear a portion of one of our Sunday morning messages. Please tune in and listen to the message of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Or come and be with us on Sunday morning beginning at 10:30 a.m. We're located close to Little Beaver State Park. Come and hear Jesus Christ preached and Him crucified preached.
Winter and clouds.